This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In circumstances it can. I think in this circumstance, I think it's, it's very black and white and obvious, more so than I would like, just to the players, of the things that we've worked on, the way we've looked, our technique and fundamentals, and how they're lacking in the game. So, there's week one, regardless. You're either crowned or shunned. And that's something that, I think we have in our own control, the observation of how things play out. If you take your, I think quite honestly, the way we lost probably is an overall better way to learn an absolute lesson that never changes. If you ever let the game be bigger, or the desire for achievement to be bigger than the nuts and bolts of execution, and not dropping people in protection, not overrunning tackles, these things, you're going to have those results. But I think the biggest thing is that our captains, I think understand, they could feel it during the game, and I'm very motivated to get together with the team, watch the tape, and keep it real and get ready for our next opponent, home game against the New England Patriots, because they're not going to feel sorry for us in the least, nor should they.
Tell me how you feel about it now, child.
All right, Dad.
That's what my daddy did to me.
And there it began when he said, girl, listen to me.
Oh, this is sounding way too familiar.
Then there's the fence, the team in orange and blue. They never win.
That's still true.
But love them just like I love you.
Oh, man, sounds like it's happening all over again.
Daddy made me love the dolphins. I'm sorry that he thinks such a thing. But it's my lot to love the dolphins.
Just don't expect no rain. No, we don't now. Turn it up, turn it up. There we go.
So many times I've asked myself why. But it's my lot to love the dolphins. Although they make me cry.
Actually, piss me off, too. Good morning, everybody, and welcome back. I want to thank my brother-in-law and my nephew, Jamie and Zach, for putting this together many, many years ago. It's been with us, and since that time, we We've had a lot of stinker games and a lot of stinker seasons that can't. What happened to the history that was built up here? What happened to putting that uniform on and pride? And what happened to that stuff? Coach can't wait to meet with the captains.
Yeah, you want to dissect that soundbite?
How about the coach can't wait to meet with the other coaches and put a little urgency on this thing and get some things figured out here? Should your opener, with all the time and prep, now you got an extra week to get ready for your first opponent. You have a bye week in there to get your best game plan together. Now, I didn't expect this was going to be perfect football. I get it. A lot of guys didn't play a lot of preseason. They're going to be a little sloppy on the tackling. But getting a playoff on time, you have to call timeouts. 12 guys hanging out in the huddle. One guy sprints out, runs by the official and goes, I got to call this one on you, man. It was bad. A lot of things Mike talked about. And just some of that stuff, you've been together too long. Not good. I don't know, man. There needs to be a little urgency, a little fear. And I get it. Contracts now, they're all guaranteed and all that stuff. And things are comfortable. If you don't like me here, somebody else would take me and, you know, I can play for them. And it's a lot of bad things, though. I tell you, I haven't mentioned this much, but the line of scrimmage getting their ass kicked on both sides was a little concerning. And I know you lost right off the bat, James Daniels. He didn't make it long, and he's down. I don't know how bad it is. A guy, your top free agent, you got from Pittsburgh. Austin Jackson, I guess, toe went out late in the game, and so you had a couple backups in there. And I don't know. We'll see what happens this week. But line of scrimmage, and by the way, the front seven defensively, we love those guys. Thought it was going to be real good. And they got blocked pretty good. Those guys got after him yesterday. So a lot of just bad numbers. There's some numbers that if you didn't see the game and you called on a vacation from somewhere just to get an update on your nice vacation, and I go, it was pretty bad. There were some real bad numbers in the history book. 43 yards in the first half. That hasn't happened since 1991. How about scoring on all seven drives in the game? The Colts scored on all seven drives.
It's been a minute since that's happened.
When that happened?
77.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Damn, Woody.
A long time ago.
A long time ago.
You know what, by the way, and I just want to just touch on it. Like, people are, you know, it's one game. There's that it's one game crowd, and that's usually you after these things.
Well, Woody,
it is one game.
Okay.
But with that being said, And I think Omar, you know, come on later. He said,
I don't care what anybody says. I want to know what you're going to say. Okay.
I actually thought the Dolphins were going to go in there and play an inspired brand of football. I thought they had a good chance to win that game. I thought you had Mike McDaniel, who knows he's on the hot seat. He was going to come up with something on the offensive side of the ball, right? That's what he is. He's an offensive coach, right? I thought with all those months you had to prepare for a defense that was terrible last year, you were going to come up with something, and you get shut out essentially. You get your touchdown late in the game. I mean, you essentially got shut out in that game.
Wait, what?
Joe, the more concerning and the most concerning
thing
to me.
I thought that was it. Go ahead.
I have more problems.
Okay.
The team just looked lifeless. Like, they just are not responding to what's going on around them.
And by the way, that's a good point.
That's the most concerning thing of it all.
Woody, if I was the head coach, I'd be concerned about how my guys as being their buddy is working.
They just don't respond to him, right? Like, they're not playing an inspired brand of football. And I don't want to hear about the Colts owner died, so they were more motivated or whatever. We talked about that on Friday. Like, I don't hear any of that stuff.
I don't either.
It has nothing to do with anything. The Dolphins have been getting ragged.
By the way, that owner passing away and Peyton Manning and those guys being there had nothing to do with the ass whooping we took.
And if they lost the game, they lost the game. But, like, if you went out fighting, if it looked like, you know, something to build off of, all right, fine, it is what it is. But, my God, man, you did nothing well in that game. Not a single thing.
No, you really didn't. Not one thing. No, you're right. There's not one area where you go, well, hey, we didn't play well here, but, man, did we make up for it here that we can build on that. No, he literally's got to go and meet with this whole thing. And by the way, a lot of veteran guys didn't play well. I give the young guys and all these guys that played, the young guys, a bit of a scholarship, man, getting their feet wet, and they're going to have to play, and they'll get better. But some of the veterans that have been around, not knowing who to block, I just wish there's more pride when guys put that uniform on.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
I just wish there was more pride overall for guys. And I know guys wear 3 or 4 jerseys now. It's a lot different than, you know, but you just I hear those guys go to Pittsburgh and they go, man, you know what? This jersey, this Steeler jersey, means something. And people don't do that with us anymore. We're no longer, that's not us. They don't feel that way.
The team, sadly, has taken on the personality of their coach. They are a laid-back, you know, easygoing, friendly team.
They're
right. They have taken the personality of their head coach. Unfortunately,
I got to tell you, man, they are not teammates. And if he's gonna think they're all teammates and they're all gonna hang out and look at, man, you're the head coach. By the way, there's a difference, and I said this earlier in the show. Coordinators are not the head coach. Coordinators, I got nothing against Frank and Anthony and they, by the way, they're in a situation, hey, coach, we're gonna practice hard today, guys. Coach wants to get after this, and he's right. But you don't have to make final say. You can always throw it. The coach has got to take some of the bad guy hit. He does. He's got to go, hey, this thing is not acceptable. And not worry about guys being mad or saying, you know, they're mad at him or something, or they're pouting. Like, it's, hey,
maybe
I get why guys come here. I'd love to play for this too. I'd love to.
Maybe those guys were all right, and it's like, you can't run an NFL team like this. You can't let the stuff go. You can't be buddies with everyone, right? The being late stuff, we, you know, talk about it, joke about it. It's like, maybe that stuff is serious. Maybe you do have a severe culture problem with that franchise.
Well,
it just didn't look like anyone cared.
You know another weird one? You know another weird one for me? You got 6 captains, and none of them were captains for the game. They don't go out. It's a different group. I was like, so it's 6 plus 3, I guess.
Tired of hearing about captains, too.
Yeah. Jeez. No, captains are, yeah, captains are. Listen, man, captains all got to go out and play their ass off. That's what we need captains to do. And if, say, they see somebody, look, this thing about, like, today, like, I'm going to be checking. We got that Tua thing. Tua's going to be, we're going to be checking to see who stays around. Was that Tua that said that? I'm going to be checking to see who stays around.
You're talking about the after practice?
Yeah.
Oh, that from like a week ago? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Like, hey, man, first of all, you got to worry about yourself. You got your own stuff. Now, you want to worry about your blocking schemes and spend a little extra time with your guys and make sure they block the right guy so you don't get hit in the back on a free blitzer that doesn't pick it up when it should be picked up, or when you can't, you get rid of the ball quickly on a blitz breakoff.
That was ugly. That hit he took in the back.
Ooh.
I thought for sure.
I thought that, one.
I thought that ball was going to fly in.
That is the one free shot that the league cannot get rid of. Like, right? That's the one. Hit the guy full speed. You know, like the guy, you're at a stoplight and the guy just smacks you from behind and the old neck goes back.
Yeah, I mean, unless you want to put flags on the guy.
No. Flag football is taken off, though. All right, we've got more stuff to get to.
By the way, his interceptions, I mean, he went all in on those, man. Those were as bad throws as you'll see.
They were bad.
They were pathetic.
And he missed some throws and was late on the sidelines on some throws. Yeah, there's no question Tua did not play well, man.
Like, Joe, how, though, do you get guys like Waddle, Tyreek Hill open down the field if you can't move? He is just – he's just so unathletic that, like, you can't extend a play.
He needs –
you just can't extend a play.
He needs everything around him to be really clean in the pocket with time.
Well, that's
and that's just not going to happen. Yeah, and by the way, it's not happening in too many cities right now. If you watch, guys are running, getting out of the pocket, and then the real special ones keep plays alive, right? Like Mahomes flipping the ball or
Josh
Allen or
last night.
And both those guys last night.
By the way, Josh Allen is throwing to complete trash, and he still finds a way.
I don't know. Did you have to throw trash in here today? What's wrong with you?
Sorry. They're not good receivers, though. But
man, trash. Win a lot of games for trash.
I know, the Dolphins just have good receivers, and they can't find a way to give them the ball.
Boy, I'll tell you what, I'm starting to wonder. You know, they kind of dropped both of them last year. Not a great start, and both of them just get banged up a lot off the field.
Like every time he touches the ball, right?
Yeah. All right, listen, now I really got to go here, Woody. I know. Just keep your thoughts
to
yourself.
Things are going well this morning, huh?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club. Yeah.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.